Headline news continues to play a big factor when it comes to our markets. I'm Keith Lindberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That has been the case not only with our livestock markets, but also on the grain side of things. Really, to be honest with you, trade with China has been a big topic and a big focus. Mike Miner is with Professional Ag Marketing, Luverne, Minnesota.
Well, the grain markets, we've been running into some chart resistance really since the beginning of this month here. We became overbought, whether it was looking at the wheat, corn, soybean markets, all the grains and oil seeds, really. And the technical trade, they like to take profits when they can. And we haven't had any follow through from China buying yet. And every day that goes on that we don't see that, it creates a little bit more doubt that they're going to be able to live up to their 12 million metric ton commitment out of the U.S. for purchases. So every day that goes by, they run out of a little bit more time.
And as we wrapped up our markets last week on Friday, we were watching just that. We were watching closely what's going on with the price of the Brazilian soybeans.
This week, with the advance that we saw in prices, it looked like Brazil prices had fallen when that had occurred, and China has stepped back in and started buying more Brazil beans this week, and they're actually cheaper out of Brazil than the United States now. So at this point, it looks like we're going to have to be politically motivated to really get some more exported soybeans from the United States to China. Otherwise, we're going to have to go back down a little bit cheaper just to see if we can entice China to make some purchases here.
And for the first time in over 5 weeks, we'll have a report from the USDA out here on Friday.
Well, it's at least going to let us trade something fundamentally again lately, especially in these markets regarding soybeans specifically.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.